From KBIA Cellphone Wealth Desk, I'm Harum Helmi. This week, we're hearing about the Medicaid expansion debate down in West Plains, the seat of rural Howell County. A study by the Missouri Budget Project shows that Medicaid expansion would have its most dramatic impact in the state's rural areas. In Howell County specifically, up to 10% of the population would be eligible for coverage under the expansion. That's more than in any urban county. So the expansion is gaining some support in West Plains, but as Jennifer Davison reports, also some resistance.
Last week, the West Plains Area Chamber of Commerce took the step of endorsing Medicaid expansion, even though President Obama and his health care plan have been pretty unpopular in rural South Central Missouri. Dr. Josh Cotter is the chair of the Chamber of Commerce board here.
We felt with the Medicaid expansion, it made good economic sense. And with what we looked at, it will expand the number of jobs in our area by over 1,200 in 2014 alone.
The board of the local hospital, Ozarks Medical Center, has also endorsed expanding Medicaid. But this expansion comes with a steep price tag. That's what has opponents most concerned. For the first 3 years, the federal government would pay 100% of the state's Medicaid costs. In fiscal year 2014, that's just under $1 billion federal dollars and closer to $2 billion for each of the next 2 years. In 2017, Missouri would pick up 5% of the tab and gradually slide up to paying 10% in 2020 and subsequent years. Lubering says a big part of this puzzle is the millions of dollars in savings and additional revenue that Missouri will see if it opts in. She says that will come from sources like individual income tax from healthcare providers and doing away with the state's high insurance risk pool. Lubering says it's a conservative estimate to say that even in fiscal year 2021, when the state is paying its full 10%, it will still see a net revenue of $4 million because of this. Although the governor is gaining ground among some conservative business groups, ultimately he'll need the support of a veto-proof Republican majority House and Senate. And that support is not yet there. For example, the state representative for Howell County, Republican Sean Rhodes, told me by phone that even though two heavyweights in his district have endorsed Medicaid expansion, the Chamber of Commerce and the district's only hospital, he's still not on board. He has other constituents who are worried that the Fed is borrowing from China to keep these programs going. So far, he's had about 50 emails from constituents saying they don't want the Medicaid expansion. And the emails from people saying they do support it, those, he says, he can count on one hand. I'm Jennifer Davidson in West Plains.
After rejecting House Democrats' Medicaid expansion bill, Republican Jay Barnes of Jefferson City rolled out his plan Tuesday. The Associated Press says that plan would expand Medicaid to 180,000 more Missourians. That's only a bit more than half of what Governor Nixon proposed. That's it for this week's Health and Wealth Update. Thanks for listening. I'm Harum Helmi.